God with us. And we'll read Matthew 1, 20, 21, 22, and 23. I'll preach briefly this morning, and then we will light the Christ candle, celebrate Holy Communion, and have our candlelight singing of Silent Night. Amen? Amen. So listen closely, because it's going to go quickly. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. The angel appears to Joseph. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Our theme is God is with us. Say that. God is with us. In this scripture text, God the Holy Spirit is with us. Jesus was born through the work of the Holy Spirit. What was born in her, Mary, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Verse 21, she'll give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God the Son is with us. I say God is with us. God the Spirit is with us. And God the Son is with us. Verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. And that tells us that God the Father is with us. God the Spirit is with us. God the Son is with us. God the Father is with us. Verse 23. The virgin will conceive, give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Today, I want you to understand that God is with us in undiminished deity. Undiminished deity. Don't let that go over your head. The great truth of the scripture is that God has manifested himself in three persons, yet he is still one, and that's the mystery of the Trinity, and God is with us, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and he is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I want you today to be taken back by the very fact that God is with us in Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and his greatness is beyond our ability to comprehend. Now, friends, if God was on the same level as you, then guess what? You wouldn't have a whole lot to look forward to. All you would have is what you have. If God was on the same level as you, if you could figure out God, understand everything about God, if there wasn't a realm of God that was a mystery, then you know what? When you face the difficult problems of life, you would have no hope. We have hope today. We have peace today. We have joy today. We have love today. We have life today. We have help today. We have the promise that we will overcome and that God will see us through. Why? Because he is the great, indescribable God who manifests himself in undiminished deity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he can do in you what no man could ever do. He could do for you what you could not even imagine, because there is the one true living God who exists far above our thoughts and our ways and our means. He is God with us. So today I want to preach about the Trinity on Christmas. This doctrine of the Trinity is not just seen in the New Testament. We see it in the Old Testament as well. And so I want to take a moment and look at the very first verse of the Bible, and I want you to see the Trinity in Genesis 1:1. So let's read the very first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Say it with me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You say, Pastor, where is the Trinity in those words? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, the word for God in that verse is the word Elohim. Say that, Elohim. Now, some of you are weak. I know you don't have any friends named Elohim, but let's say it. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Now, what you're going to see, the mystery of the Trinity in the name that is chosen in the very first verse of the Bible for God. Elohim is a plural noun. That means that it should be translated gods. In the beginning, gods created the heavens and the earth. But why is it translated in our Bibles, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth? I will explain that to you in just a moment. But the word Elo, E-L-O-H, is singular for God. But the verse doesn't say in the beginning Elo. It says in the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Now, when you take Elo, E-L-O-H, and add I-M to it, it makes Elo plural. And in this verse, we have Elohim plural. In the beginning, gods created the heavens and the earth. Let me give you an example. What is a seraph? Angel, right? How many angels? One. Seraph is singular. You add I-M to the end of seraph, you get seraph, seraphim. And seraphim is what? Plural angels, more angels, many angels. I don't know how many angels, but it's plural, right? Take cherub. What is cherub? One angel, one little angel, right? But you, one little bitty angel. But you add I am to cherub, what do you get? Cherubim. And what is cherubim? It's plural, right? Other, more angels, plural angels. So when you take Elo and add I am to it, what do you get? You get plural. You get gods. Now, why does the first verse of the Bible say, in the beginning, God, instead of in the beginning, gods? That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Now, now put your thinking caps on. Everybody put your thinking cap on. Cynthia has hers on. So now the answer to the question that I just asked you, it reveals the mystery of the Trinity in the first verse of the Bible. Why does the first verse of the Bible say, in the beginning, God, instead of in the beginning, gods? And here is why. First of all, the verb in that verse is singular. And because the verb is singular, then the noun also has to be singular. So that's why the translators translated in the beginning, God. Because if they didn't say in the beginning, God, it would be bad grammar. But by divine inspiration, Moses chose Elohim to reveal to us in the very first verse of the Bible the concept of the Trinity, the concept that God is one, God is singular, but he also manifests himself as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the translators had to put in the beginning God so that the noun and the verb would match. But Moses used the word Elohim so that you would know he is one God. He is one God, but he manifests himself to you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, what's the message for you? Yes, God is one. Yes, he has manifests himself in three as a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it also gives us another message. Here it is. God is indescribable. And somebody's just telling us that. The interpretation of what you just heard is God is indescribable. God is incomprehensible. You cannot fully understand the greatness of Almighty God. And it's revealed to us in the very first verse of the Bible. When Moses chose the word Elohim to describe God in the beginning, one God who is many, who is three gods existing as one. I can't fully comprehend it, but I'm thankful I can't. Because I can't comprehend it, Ty means that God is greater than me. He is greater than my finite ability to grasp him. He is greater than all of my problems. He is greater than all of my difficulty. He is greater than my sin. And he's made a way for me to be forgiven and to have life forevermore. Oh, give the Lord praise. You didn't think you could get all that out of a grammar lesson in Hebrew. But Moses gives us this to communicate the Trinity as existing as one. And I want you to see this also in verse 26 of chapter 1. And 26 reads like this. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. Here is the one God who says, let us make man in our likeness. So God is existing as one, but he is creating mankind in Trinity. It involves the Son. It involves the Spirit. It involves the Father. Now let's jump to the New Testament. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let me read that to you again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. You say, well, how do you know Jesus is the Word? If you jump down to verse 14, it reads like this. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So we can replace the word with the word Jesus. Let me read the same verse with the word Jesus instead of the Word. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. So you see the Trinity there, don't you? That Jesus was God, but he was with God. How can he be God and be with God unless you have Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see plurality, and you also see unity. Plurality, unity. One God, but manifests himself in three distinct persons. That's why I can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that was good. Good preaching, Pastor. I can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit. Get that in your heart today. In fact, that's how our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So when you pray, I pray. You can pray. I'm not interpreting or criticizing or even evaluating your prayers, but I'm encouraging you to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. How many know that there is no other name but the name of Jesus by which men shall be saved? How many know that devils tremble at the name of Jesus? How many know there's power in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. So when you face cancer, you pray in the power of Jesus' name, and you go to a Father who loves you and who cares for you. When you're in darkness, you pray to the Father who sent his Son, and his Son is the light of the world, and the Holy Spirit will make that light shine brightly in your heart. We need the Father, we need the Son, and we need the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 1 of chapter 1 of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And verse 3, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So who was involved in creation? God. God who? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And if Jesus is God, friends, and if all things were made by him, do you think he can help you wherever and whatever you go through in this life? I truly believe so. What this means for us is that the baby of Bethlehem was the one who created the manger and the very stable in which he was born. Did you know that Jesus was the only man ever born, or the only baby ever born, who was older than his mother when he was born and the same age of his father? Some of you will get that at lunch. Jesus is the only person ever born who was, when he was born, he was older than his mother and the same age of his father. The Trinity. The miraculous incarnation. I want you to see that. This means that the babe of Bethlehem is the mighty God of Genesis 1. Nothing was made without him. If he is the creator, do you think he can take care of cancer? If he is the creator, do you think he can help you with your monthly bills? If he is the creator, you think he has the power to get you delivered from drugs? I do believe that. If he is the mighty God, then he can help you with your kids that are out of control. Or if you're a kid and you think your parents are out of control, God can help you. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the one who created the world, and he is the God who is with us. And in John 1, he is the eternal Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. And I want you to see today that when I preach that God is with us, or you read, God is with us, Emmanuel, that's more than you could ever grasp. So when you're in the storm, when you're in the valley, when you're in a battle, when you're lonely, when you're facing trouble, when you're weak, when you don't know where to turn, when you're at the end of your rope, you know that the mighty God of Genesis 1 is the living Word of John 1. He is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us, and he is here. He is with us. He will help us. He'll strengthen you. He'll deliver you. He'll save you. He'll take you all the way home. Hallelujah. See, this morning, he is with us. In undiminished deity. Think about that. They're undiminished means you can't take anything away from it. Deity is God. So he's with us in undiminished deity. That's why he deserves our very best praise. If I come into a church service and my mind is on the football game, or my mind is on what happened last night, or what's going to happen this week, if I'm just kind of here because my wife told me I had to be here, or I'm here because it's just my religious duty, this is what I do, but my heart's not really in it, am I really giving God all he deserves? No. But if I come in here for any moment and think, well, look at me. Look how spiritual I am. I know all the songs. I can pray prayers. I can lead worship. I can preach sermons. I can teach a class. I can do this. I can do that. Friends, you couldn't do anything if it wasn't for the fact that God is with you and that God has saved you. We ought to walk in humility before the one true living God and know that he is Lord. We shouldn't flaunt anything, but we ought to be thankful today that God has manifested himself to us in undiminished deity. So if you have a need today, I'm closing. Remember, he is with you. He can meet the deepest need of your life. And nothing is impossible for him. So I sing today, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill to men. I read a Christmas card, and I have to share it with you in closing. Listen to these words. If our greatest need was to have information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need on earth had been technology, God would have given us a scientist. If our greatest need was money, God would have sent us an accountant. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a Savior. The angel appears to Joseph. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Elohim, God, the Spirit. She will give birth to a son. Elohim, the Son of God. You're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. This was written so that what was spoken by the Father through the prophets might come to pass. Elohim, God, is with us. Indescribable, incomprehensible, undiminished deity and glory.